You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, we journey together in learning how to feel healthy, look good, and plan lives we actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today I have a really fun episode with Franny Goldie. If you are not familiar with Franny, then just listen to any radio and you have probably heard some of her songs because her songography is so incredibly long. She has worked with so many greats. It was so fun to talk with her. But beyond that, she has also, in the last 7 years, created a clothing brand that I absolutely love. You have probably heard me talk about Franny Goldie's clothes on the show before. I've even shown them on Instagram. They are so comfortable and flattering for women. I just love what she is doing with this brand. So we got to talk all about it in today's episode. But before we get there, I also wanted to mention that we have a lot going on in Patreon right now. We are kicking off a series of challenges that we are doing. And in the month of November, we are starting off pretty easy as we get going, just kind of like making sure we're moving our bodies every day and reading things that are going to help encourage us and build us up in our life and help us to make the changes that we want to make, and also keeping our sinks clean every night before we go to bed. Simple things that in community and doing them as part of a challenge where you actually earn points and are working towards a prize is pretty fun. And this is just the beginning of what we are going to be doing with challenges inside of Patreon. So if that sounds like something that is going to be interesting to you, if you want a little bit of extra accountability and guidance and what you can be doing to help improve your life, we are going to be doing this through the rest of this year and definitely into 2024. So you're going to want to come over and join us in Patreon at patreon.com/livewelltogether. Of course, I will have the link in today's show notes, but we would love to have you come join us over there. It's going to be a ton of fun and we are really going to be getting after it in 2024. So don't miss out. Come join us. It's going to be a good time. All right. Without further ado, let's get on with this conversation with Franny Goldie. Welcome, Franny.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
to my screen.
Yes. I have been so looking forward to having you on the show because we met once before when we were talking about your amazing brand, and that's been a really fun partnership. Then they were like, hey, do you want to chat with Franny on the show? I was like, yes, I do. Thank you very much. So I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. Appreciate it.
I think it's going to be really fun because we're going to talk about your brand, which you've had since 2016, correct?
Yes, August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
August and then, 1st.
But before we get there, because that was only a few years ago in the span of what your career is, you have much that came before then. And so I would love to hear a little bit about more about your time in the music industry, because your credits are, wow. And I was like, let me Google her. it's like forever and ever long. So, I mean, let's just start from the beginning. What got you into the music industry?
Well, I had always dreamed about being, since I was a little girl, about being in, I guess, show business.
Sure.
And I always gravitated towards the piano. And once I learned a few chords, I started making up my own songs. One thing led to another. I had, growing up after high school, actually, I started having bands. We'd go out and perform. I loved it. I was hooked. I mean, from day one. And, not to get into every little detail because that would take a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing led to another. I pursued that, you know, performing. We would tour. I had a lot of lucky breaks, one of which was there was a tour starting, a national tour with Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, wow.
And the opening act couldn't make it. Unfortunately, he was ill. And I filled that space. And so I got to tour on a national tour with Manhattan Transfer, go to all these fabulous major cities and be in front of Atlantic Records every single night. So by the time the tour was over, I had a record deal.
That's amazing.
And it was amazing. And, you know, long story short, with my recording career, which lasted a few years, I never really did well in that industry, that part of our industry. But I noticed people started recording my songs.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I hadn't really thought about being a full-time songwriter, but it just evolved organically. And that's, you know, I guess what I was meant to do.
Yeah.
You know, I missed performing. There's something magical about being up on stage and performing. But there's equally something magical about hearing somebody perform your song.
Yeah.
And so that really started the ball rolling in that direction. And I just, that was my life. I wrote songs every day.
Wow. I mean, that is such an amazing gift. I'm always flabbergasted by people who can just make melodies out of nothing. Like, you guys just come up with it. I mean, you're Grammy nominated. It's no joke. I mean, when I was looking through it, I was like, oh my gosh, credits for like The Bodyguard and Springsteen. And like, I mean, all of these, the list like could have gone on forever. So how much experience did you get to have in writing the music and actually working with all of these musicians?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you know, I would say most of the time you don't really get to meet or interact with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you usually have, well, back in the day, you would have a publisher. They would shop your song.
Mm-hmm.
It would land somewhere. And then you were just, you know, excited and over the moon, but you didn't really get to participate in the studio. I was fortunate enough to, I mean, I can remember the times because there were few and far between. I mean, I got to be in the studio with Diana Ross, Selena.
Oh, wow.
Actually, a couple of weeks before she was murdered, teaching her my song, Dreaming of You. I mean, and who else? The Pussycat Dolls, Debbie Boone, the Commodores, Dennis Edwards. There's been, you know, a few, but compared to all the songs I've had recorded, it's a small, you know, amount of people.
Well, I can't imagine you'd have enough time to even be in the recording studio with all the songs that have been recorded.
Well, believe me, if I would have been invited, I would have been there.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's so, like, exciting.
I will make a way.
Yeah. I was very lucky in 2005, which was the last time I had a international top five hit. I got a call from my friend who was producing the Pussycat Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, you got to come down here right away. First of all, leading up, they had finished their album. And actually, my husband talked me into going down there. He said, I really think this song's a hit. I think you need to go down there. I said, they're done. He's leaving on vacation. It's 105 out. It's rush hour. He said, go bring this song. You never know. He was right.
Oh, that's amazing.
Call, and they said, he said, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news? I said, yeah, tell me the bad news. And he said, the bad news is we're done with the album. It's not going to happen. But the good news is, I think this would be great for Mary J. Blige. And I'm like, Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And so all weekend I was blown away waiting, to hear. I did personally did not think it was right for her. So fast forward Monday, phone rings. He said, "Do you want to hear the good news or the bad news?" I said, "Tell me the bad news." So he says, "Well, Mary J. and her people didn't think it was right for her," which I
Yeah,
agree with.
yeah.
He says, "But my wife is really disappointed, not happy at all. We postponed our vacation. We're going in the studio. The Pussycat Dolls are recording Stick With You."
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, "Oh my God,
That's incredible.
So that was it. And the following week, I got a call. He said, "What are you doing? Can you get down here right away?" And I'm like, "Oh boy, something's wrong. It's not going to happen." You always think the worst.
Yeah.
And I get down to the studio, and I was still wearing like my gym clothes. I was all sweaty. And he said, "Thank God you're here. We're running really late." And I'm like, "Okay, what? What?"
Yeah.
He opens the double doors to this huge Studio A at this recording studio, and inside is a 50-piece orchestra ready to record the strings. And I think there were some horns, I don't remember,
Oh, wow.
on Stick With You. And I'm like, "Oh my God." I immediately started crying. And he's like, "Okay, stop. We got to get going."
Yeah.
So engineer came in, put headphones on me. I sat on the floor in tears. And before they started, I said to the orchestra, I said, "I can count, on one hand how many times I've had a full orchestra on recordings of my songs." And what a way to, I don't know, just have this end this way. It's just so beautiful,
Yeah.
and I'm so grateful and appreciative. And yeah, it was quite an amazing and emotional experience.
Oh,
And it went
I'm
on to
sure.
be, a huge hit, which
Yeah.
even made it better.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible just to have like that full kind of circle, like
Yeah,
the Paramount experience. That's incredible.
it was
See,
amazing.
ladies, if you want to hear where'd you get that this holiday season, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. Here are a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their website because I have definitely been doing some searching. My girls are kind of at this age where they don't want toys anymore. They want something a little bit more fun and grown up. And so I was thinking maybe getting a crafting kit that we could all do together. They have some really fun paint by number kits. They even have classes, like a macrame class, where they give you the kit of doing the whole thing plus teach you how to do it. That's always helpful. They have some really fun cooking kits, like a pasta art kit, where you make all these different kinds of pasta. I thought that would be really fun to do with my girls. They have a really cute storybook DIY kit, which is like a little miniature set that looks like it's set inside a book, but you put together all the little miniature pieces. And I could see my girls really having fun doing that while we watch a rom-com and just like having something to bring us together and do together. They even have adventure books that are super fun for whether you're doing it as a couple or things you can do with your kids to create memories and have like fun things that you might not think of doing otherwise. There are so many options on Uncommon Goods. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And these fine products are often made in small batches. I noticed that a lot of things are selling out already, so you're going to want to shop now before they sell out for this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts that you can find anywhere, from art and jewelry to kitchen, home, bar, kids' gifts, men's gifts, women's gifts, pajamas. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same lackluster gifts that you're going to find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/livewell. That's uncommongoods.com/livewell for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. You go from writing music every day to, is that something you still do? I would think it's kind of in your blood. I mean, or is it just like you just sort of like, no, I've done it. I'm good. Now I'm moving on to this new venture.
Well, things were changing so much, you know, at some point when everybody started, you know, like LimeWire was happening and all the different platforms, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, this one, that one. And everybody was downloading, streaming. Nobody really knew what was going to happen. People weren't buying records anymore.
Yeah.
And actually, like through, I think it was LimeWire, you know, people were just exchanging music for free. It was, you know, I could see that it was going to be difficult to make a living from my writing anymore. And at the same time, my husband was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. So I was very overwhelmed and raising my son. It was a lot. And I decided at that point to sell my catalog, publishing. And I did keep my writer's royalties because I wanted to sort of keep my toe dipped in the music world in case anything changed.
Yeah.
So I did that. And, you know, I needed something. I don't know. I felt like I always said to myself, if I am not 100% invested and in my songwriting and it's not feeling 100%, I can't do it. You have to be really, you know, into it
150%.
So just organically, things started happening where I did a lot of like school fundraising. They were always asking the moms, you know, can you put together a fundraiser for the Christmas holiday or whatever it was. And all the moms would always ask me where I got things. Oh, where'd you get that sweater? Where'd you get that black, you know, whatever it was. And so I did a boutique at the school gym and I did that a few times and it sort of organically became a bedroom in my house where people call me and say, can we come over? You know, my mother-in-law saw this, my sister saw that, my girlfriend saw this, can you get more? And it just naturally evolved. It gave me something to do. You know, I was definitely grieving the loss slowly of my husband. And I still wanted to be creative because that was my joy. And I don't know, it seemed like this kind of balloon string was kind of taking me and floating me in the direction of the clothing.
Yeah.
And I was dead set on creating a pair of pants.
Yeah.
I was always looking for the perfect black pant for me. And, you know, I, like every other woman, have, you know, little figure issues that I'm always trying to, you know, camouflage. But I like to be comfortable. And so I went on this journey. I just kind of followed that balloon string and I came up with this idea for a pair of pants. I didn't know the first thing about the clothing business, but I kind of experimented, found out, you know, what I needed, who I needed to see, met people that sewed things, cut patterns, made patterns. And I finally did get a pair of pants, like a prototype. And it went from there. You know, I've had a manufacturer and, you know, there was a lot of moving parts, but it all worked out and people were responding and it was exciting. And it kept me busy. It kept me busy and it was, you know, an important pivot in my life.
And I can't imagine, like, kind of coming back to what you were saying about, like, not knowing where to start. I mean, I think that about so many things. Like, you see these brands develop and you're like, okay, well, they must have some sort of connections or background in that. Or, you know, like, how do you just, I want to create a brand of clothing and figure that out, figure out the manufacturing. I mean, like, all of those things. That's incredible. Did you, I mean, how soon did you bring on people who like had any experience with this, or were you just bootlegging it?
Oh my God. I mean, I went through so many, you know, just experimenting. I had no clue. I mean, literally no clue. Even when I started songwriting, I mean, I didn't know how to get to artists and
sure.
how you do things. You know, I'm a big believer in just kind of moving forward and doing, just doing, doing,
yeah.
doing, and something will happen. What did, I forget, somebody said, you know, you get things done by doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I did finally call a friend of mine and ask them in tears, because I was ready to give up, if she knew somebody, because I knew she was doing something and making t-shirts. And I said, you know, who does that for you? And I knew she was a little bit reticent to tell me, you know, kind of like, oh, I don't want to give away my secrets. But finally she told me, and she said, but she has no time. She's not going to want to do it, but maybe she can lead you in the right direction. And by the time we met and I finished telling her my idea, she said, okay, I don't know what it is about you, but I really like you and I believe in you. I'm going to take a chance with you.
Oh,
and that
wow.
was it. She really helped me tremendously and made my first, you know, order.
Collection. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of pants. And it started with the pants.
Yeah.
I think I had maybe a top or two, but it was really all, and still is, all about the pants and then everything that you need to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a uniform, you know, something
yeah.
reliable that you could go to every day, put on, look fabulous, feel fabulous. And it was, you know, chic, you feel put together, and most important, comfortable.
Yeah. I've been so impressed with that. Like, that has been a big thing as I've been wearing your clothes, because they really do. They feel amazing. It feels like I've just like thrown on sweatpants, but they look so nice. I feel so pulled together that I can wear them in whatever kind of situation I'm in. And then I also had a shirt. I got one of your button-up shirts and your jean jacket. I didn't even know the jean jacket was coming. They've heard me talk about it on the ads on here before, but that jean jacket I'm obsessed with. Because it's got such great lines to it. It's not like boxy at all. It just makes you feel a little bit more feminine, but it's like one more piece you can just throw on. So you have a full outfit. It's so easy to do with your pieces. So as you have continued to develop this line and bring more things in, like, what has that process been like? Have you really been spearheading each thing, or have you kind of brought in people to help you to figure out the direction of where the line can go? Or what has that process been like developing it now since you got it off the ground?
Well, one thing I'm going to say about the jean jacket, and then I'll go back.
Oh, yes, please.
Is, you know, I always like to have things that I want to wear.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted a jean jacket that was hip looking, that looked a bit vintage, you know, and if you ever wore a, you know, jean jacket, they're very stiff. You can't, you know, they're not that comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did all that, but I put some stretch into it, but it doesn't look like it has stretch.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't know unless you feel it and pull it a little bit. So that was really important to me. And the lines of like a real vintagey looking jean jacket, that's very cool. So that was real important to me. And I every design, you know, whatever it is, like making sure that the sleeve covers, you know, the little fold that might be
your
bra and your underarm, and just little details to make sure everything is perfect. But anyway, that going backtracking, I think it's been almost 4 years now the smartest, most amazing thing I did was I was introduced to this young woman who had this incredible background. She had a degree in fashion and in business. She had worked for Vera Wang.
Oh, wow.
She had worked for another company and really brought them forward. And I would call her all the time. I was introduced to her by a friend, and I was constantly bothering her, asking her, how do you do this? How do you do that? Where do I go for this? What do you think I should do about that? And, I must have called her sometimes like four times, five times a week. Anyway, one Saturday when I was speaking to her, I said, one of these days I'm able to afford someone like you. And she said, make me an offer. And yeah. I was like, really? And I did. And she's been with me ever since. And she is the president of FrannieGoldie.com. She is, it's like, it's the Hal David to my Burt Bacharach, Jerry Goffin to my Carole King. She's my, partner. She's my writing partner.
Yeah.
And she knows everything I don't know, she knows.
I love that.
That's so important to be able to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows everything I don't know. And that's a lot. So when it comes to this, I have great instincts, but, she really knows what she's doing and she's amazing. And I just adore her.
That's so amazing. I know when you find that person that you can work synergistically with and kind of like pick up each other's gaps and be able to form like a fully formed idea and make it move forward. I feel that a lot of times with my best friend. We'll do things with the podcast together or other business ventures together. And it's always like we bring totally different things to the table and then together it works so much better. So it's so amazing when that happens and that magic happens. Yeah,
absolutely. And, it can be lonely when you're alone and trying to figure things out. And it's so great to have somebody, especially that you trust and love their taste and, to be able to bounce off of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. But we're a small group.
Yeah,
we're all women, where it's a small group. We meet, on Zoom. They meet without me a lot more than with me, but because there's so much going on and there's so many little, bits that I don't need to be involved with, but I just love everybody who works with and for me. Fantastic.
Yeah. Ladies, if you are a longtime listener of the podcast, then you might know I've been drinking AG1 for about 2 years now, and it is one of those staple things, I talked about it in last week's episode, that I just do not want to be without. I notice such a difference in how I feel in so many different ways when I am consistently drinking my AG1 every morning. It changes my energy. It changes my digestion for sure. I can definitely notice a difference in the way I'm able to focus or manage stress in my life. There are so many things about AG1 that just make it such a powerhouse of a nutritional supplement that I don't want to be without. When I first started drinking AG1 daily, I had been taking so many different supplements, trying to keep up with everything, and AG1 really allowed me to simplify all of those different supplements because it has so much packed into it with over 75 different vitamins, minerals, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, adaptogens. There's just so much that helps me to feel so much better and on top of my game. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. I need all of those things because I have a lot of stress and a lot of sick children, and I need all that AG1 has to offer me. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future for foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. And I have gotten all the people I know on it. My parents drink AG1, my best friend and her family all now drink AG1. It is just that thing that I have to tell everybody about because it's made such a difference in my own health. I just pop it in a glass of water every morning. Sometimes I make it the night before, so it's nice and chilled when I'm drinking it in the morning. And I feel like it's such a great way to be starting off my day. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/livewell. That's drinkag1.com/livewell. Check it out. Well, it was so fun even when I got to meet with you guys about the sponsorship because, you know, we've had all kinds of sponsorships on the podcast before, but very rarely do I have like numerous people from the company show up, all different levels, all different, you know, places in the company and things that they're doing, and be able to talk with all of you. And you're all women and you're making a brand for women by women. And it's so clear that you've hit on all of those things that we're looking for. Like you've said, like, it's not like we have model bodies and we have things we're insecure about and we want clothes that are going to work for us and be classic and well-made. And I feel like you guys are really hitting on all of those different pieces, which is so refreshing. You know, I'm kind of past that point of needing to have fashion that like my kids are going to be throwing up on stuff like all the time. Like they're old enough where I don't have to worry about that. So I can like have nicer things. And it's so like if they get messy, it's my own fault usually these days. But it's so nice to have these pieces. It's like, oh, these are like staple things that I can have in my wardrobe for years to come. Like I know what I can come back to because I like to just have that kind of more simple classic style. And you're doing such a good job with that. So what do you see like moving forward with the brand?
You know, well, first and foremost, we're always trying to perfect everything we already have. So we might tweak something for the next season, or if it's something that we see that everybody just loves, we'll add a color or two to something. Mm-hmm. We've got some fantastic stuff coming for spring, which I'm really excited about. We're already working on fall 24 as well.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask, like, how far in advance do you have to work to make that all happen?
About a year. You know, we're working on fall holiday 24 right now. We're finishing up spring. We have a final fitting, I think, this week, just to make sure every little thing is perfect. So you were asking how, like what we've got coming? Or
yeah, like what do you see the future being? Like
dresses, fabulous dresses for some spring, summer. We've got some new blouses. We're doing a short sleeve, but not, you know, that's another thing. Like my girlfriend was saying the other day, I don't want something that hits me in the middle of my upper arm.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the worst. Yeah. There's a little something going on under my arm, you know. So it's like we make that. Those are the details that we think of. Yeah. So if we're talking short sleeve, let's say, it's like above the elbow, you know. So nice. That it's, so I'm really excited about that. We're doing, I think, a couple skirts. I said already, fabulous dresses, probably adding some colors to pants. We've got a couple more styles of pants coming out. And, you know, you can be sure that whatever it is that's coming out has been tweaked and fitted to perfection, as perfect as we can get it.
Yeah.
And if we feel we can even do better, we get it tweaked for the next round.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have a lot of great new things right now. Like we just added a cuffed pant.
Ooh, fun.
They're very cool. And now we have pockets in everything. We never had pockets originally.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have a phone and you're walking around and you don't have a purse or something, you need a pocket.
Yeah.
So We have pockets in all our pants, and we have some great stuff coming for holiday. We just did a little sneak peek, and I think a lot of it is up on the site already.
I should have peeked at the website before we got on so I could have seen what you've got out there. It's so fun to see. Well, I love that you, I mean, and you have like the essentials. You have the staples that are just easy to go to. Like, I love even, you know, just reading through your ad copy. I mean, I had met with you guys and everything, but reading through the ad copy, even it was like, oh, you guys care so much about the customer. Like you're saying from the design aspect of it, that you want to create products from the get-go that are going to work for real women. But then you guys seem so passionate about making sure to help people find what is going to work best for them and which staples are going to be, you know, their essentials personally. And you really help people with that process, and you're putting ideas online of how to put things together. Because I think even especially in these last couple of years where we've all been holed up in our houses and it's like we've all forgotten how to get dressed. Yeah. And when you put out those kinds of things, like these are the essentials, these are the simple pieces, and then this is how you can put them together in different ways. It's like, oh yeah, that's what an entire outfit looks like. And it doesn't have to be overly complicated.
Right. Right. I just want to be able to put on a pair of pants and a shirt or t-shirt or whatever it is and feel pulled together.
Yeah.
And feel like, you know, not, you know, like I'm wearing sweatpants and a ripped t-shirt, which can be cool sometimes, but, you know, like, it makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel empowered. And I know when I look good, I feel good.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
It's just, clothes are such an emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if I could, my fantasy would be that I could dress all my customers in person, because I love, you know, like when my friends come over or a relative will be in from out of town or whatever, and I'll bring them in my closet.
Yeah.
And where I have a lot of my clothes from, you know, the site, obviously.
Sure.
And I dress them. And a lot of times it's like, oh, I would have never thought of that. Or, oh, I usually don't wear that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you see them, you know, it's exciting. I mean, they're looking at themselves in the mirror like, wow, you know, they like what they see. They're happy. It feels good. It fits good. I wish I could do that with everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. It's just a fun experience to share with someone. I mean, you remember when somebody makes you feel good, and I love that I can do that with the clothes, you know, that somebody can put them on and feel good.
Yeah, it can just totally change like
your
confidence, your mood and your confidence and how you show up to a situation, how you show up to a day. I know that my work that I just produce during the day feels totally different on the days where I get ready versus like, oh, I'm just going to run the kids to school in sweatpants and then get into the studio right afterward. You know, like, you just feel different about what you're doing and how ready you feel to jump into the next thing. It makes a big difference. I feel like this is something we keep kind of circling back to and talking about again and again on the podcast, because it's such a simple thing, but sometimes it feels like overcomplicated, or like, oh, I don't know what to put on, so I'm not going to, or I'm going to save those clothes for only certain occasions. And I feel like I've really been trying to get over that and just wear my nice things, because why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. And when they're so comfortable, it helps.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so funny you say that, because I used to have like certain clothes in my closet and I'd go, oh, I'm going to save that. For what?
Yeah.
You know, that time never comes, you know, it's like, just wear the clothes, you know, wear it, take a shot. I have a couple sample things that, you know, we sampled, but we didn't end up manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And, there's some crazy stuff, crazy colors. And, you know, if I'm going to the grocery stores, I'm going to say, I'm going to just put that on for the heck of it. And it's like, okay. And it's fun. It's fun to just go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like to be able to walk in my closet and, you know, I don't have a lot. I have a lot of clothes that I've collected over years.
Sure.
Because I don't know. It's been fun because I traveled a lot with my music. But as far as like now in my life, I like, you know, having a finite amount of clothes. We don't need a lot of clothes. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, if you have like, you know, I don't know, half a dozen great pair of pants, different styles, a boot cut, a straight leg, a jean, and some great tops, a t-shirt, you know, a button up, a pullover, you know.
Yeah.
You can do so much with so few things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just, you know, it's better all around for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great not to have to think like, oh, what am I going to wear? What am I getting? You know, knowing that you've got those staple items that you throw on and you just feel fabulous. You feel like you go out and take on the world.
Yeah. It makes such a difference.
Yeah. So,
well,
that's
what does it
the goal?
Okay, ladies. So I had been wanting to get in better shape, honestly, for about a year now. I had become very sedentary and not really liking to move my body much at all. I would have rather just pulled the covers up over my head. But I knew I needed to get my body moving, but without some sort of accountability or guidance, it just felt really hard every time I went to do it. So then I was given the opportunity to work with Copilot. And I have been working with my own personal trainer through the Copilot app for about 2 months now, and it has been a game changer. I am now working out at least 4 days a week with workouts that are completely customized to what I wanted. In fact, I have so much great communication with my actual coach. She messages me all the time and is like, how did that workout work for you? Is there anything that you want to change about it? And the app itself does such a good job of monitoring if you're doing the workouts, how you're doing the workouts, what you liked about the workouts, that she is really able to continuously tweak things to fit what my body is capable of and what I am wanting to get out of these workouts. I can change the amount of time that I want for the workouts, like all kinds of different things. I'd like to focus more on my abs or my arms or whatever it is. She makes these workouts specifically for me. Plus, she's like become a friend because it's not just an app that you're working with. It's an actual person who is learning about my life and my lifestyle and how things are going. And she does such a good job of adapting these workouts to me, plus calling me out if I'm not getting things done, which I'm happy to say I've only missed two workouts in the past 2 months. I've really stayed on top of it, and I would not have done that without Copilot. It allows me to be accountable to a real person. It has flexibility within my own life because I can use it with or without a gym. I personally, at this point in my life, am doing it without a gym. I just get up in the morning and I do it first thing. I love that it checks in and then I get a little message from my trainer saying, good job, you started your day off well. It just feels so personal and I'm able to really feel some success in my life during a really hard time and stay on top of doing these workouts. I can't tell you how good this makes me feel to know that I've actually been sticking with this. And I wouldn't have done it without Copilot. I know I've already said that, but it is absolutely true. And then on top of offering that accountability and flexibility, it's affordable. It's so cost-effective compared to traditional in-person training, and it offers those benefits and support of a personal trainer without a hefty price tag. I can't say enough good things about Copilot. You guys, you've got to give it a try. I would love for you to follow my lead and get fit and feel fabulous. So give Copilot a try to find out why it was listed by Forbes as the top-rated personal trainer app of 2023. Head to go.mycopilot.com/livewell to get a 14-day free trial with your own personal trainer. That's go.mycopilot.com/livewell to get a 14-day free trial with your very own personal trainer. Take a back seat and let Copilot help you reach your fitness goals. I think you're going to love it as much as I do. What does a typical day look like for you?
Oh, Well, my black coffee
Yeah.
to start it off.
Yeah.
You know, I work out in the morning a couple days a week. I take a walk every day. I always try to manage getting a walk in. And I am, you know, on the phone in meetings, just trying to get everything I have to get done. You know, I have lists. Like every day, I print out a calendar.
Oh, nice.
And I mean, you know, today it's like email this person, this is due, fix the filter in the washing machine. You know, it's like
Yeah.
regular things that people do. Meet with Mackenzie.
Yeah.
You know, I have to call one of my people at 2 o'clock. Then I have, you know, I'm having dinner with a friend. I have a meeting at 4 o'clock. So it's just, that's my typical day. And I try to, you know, even it out with, even if I have no time during the day, I try at the end of the day to just go somewhere where there's not a lot of people or traffic or anything and just take a walk, listen to a book, listen to music, and just be out in the world, out in.
Yeah.
If it can be nature, great. Or
Yeah.
even down a block or, you know, just a
Yeah.
street that's not
Nice.
too busy.
Well, that sounds like
And
something you do to live well anyway. Take your
exactly,
little walk.
exactly.
I
And
like it.
I
Yeah.
learned this week, oh my God, I was so excited. I love pomegranates,
Okay.
but they're really hard to get, you know, the seeds out
Yeah.
until. Last week, I learned how to get the pomegranate seeds out.
In some
So
magical way.
you cut, well, I looked online, you cut it in
Okay.
half, you hold it the half in your palm with your fingers spread open so the seeds can go through your fingers. You
Okay.
take a big wooden spoon and then you let out all your aggression for the day and you hit that. You hit it. And all the seeds fall in the, you put a bowl under your hand, all the
Yeah.
seeds fall out.
I
And the
think I need to go
juice.
get a pomegranate.
Do you like pomegranates?
I do, but I also am really intrigued by the just getting to smack something around.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it's fun to do. It'd be a fun thing to do with your kids too.
Yeah.
And it's, and you know, I'm like, what? And then if you know it stops, if you're hitting it and all of a sudden no more seeds are coming out, if you kind of just like give it up
Yeah, like
and
try
hit it
something new.
again and it works. And then you know there might be a few little membranes, the white little membranes
Yeah.
in there. You just pick them out. And then I've got this beautiful bowl in my refrigerator. I put it in a glass bowl so it would look
Nice.
pretty.
Yeah.
And I open my door and I see that gorgeous red color and I'm happy.
Yeah, I love that. I
It's
need to try that.
healthy.
Yes, it's good for your mental state, get out your aggression, plus have some pomegranate. That sounds like a really good idea.
It's a good antioxidant.
Yes. All the way around. Everybody needs to go buy pomegranates now. I love
Yeah,
it.
anyway.
Okay. Well, are you ready for my stock questions?
Uh-oh.
They're
Here we go.
fun. Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Candle.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Oh, I mean, cloth if, yeah, cloth.
Okay.
But I
City or
use
country?
paper mostly
You use
every day.
okay. There
Yeah,
we go. There's the
I mean,
real.
I'm,
Cloth would be amazing, but reality says
yeah,
paper.
reality is, yeah.
Yeah. City or country?
Ooh. I mean, I'm a city girl, but you know, it's nice to be out in the country once in a
Yeah.
while. But I'd say if I had to make a choice, city.
Okay. Paper or digital?
Oh, ooh, another great question. Digital.
Okay. That
Digital.
surprised me because you had your printed out day, your printed out like planner day. So I thought maybe you were going to say paper.
Well, I do things on paper, but I like when I'm writing because I am writing. I keep writing and writing. I'm working on a book for 15 years, but
Ooh. And
so that's all digital. But yeah, I do like paper. I print out my calendar, which is my digital calendar. And then if I have something, a note, I just use a pen and write it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little,
this
little
is
bit
my
of both.
New favorite pen, my Pilot G2 gel.
Okay.
Pen, which
have
I love.
You tried, have you tried the Energel by
No.
Pentel? Oh.
My God.
Oh, go get yourself a Pentel Energel. These are chef's kiss, the most
Pentel.
amazing.
And how are you saying
Energel? Energel.
Oh, like energy.
Yeah.
All right. So here you go. Paper. I just
there
wrote
you go.
down
You just wrote it down.
Pentel Energel. And is there a number?
I have the 0.7. They mostly are 0.7. They come in all different colors. They've got either like the tip that is like a triangle or just it's the fine tip. They are so good.
Okay, I'm going to get one when we hang. I'm going on Amazon ordering one.
Do it.
Okay.
They're the best.
Fair.
Okay, speaking of shopping, would you rather do it online or in the store?
Oh man. In the store.
Yeah, I didn't
in
know
the
how
store.
You could say online with what you do and how you
But,
like to like. Okay.
But. I end up, I mean, the few times I've been in a store lately, they just don't have what they used to
have. That's true. They don't have much.
They just don't.
Yeah.
So I do love the convenience of online, being able to send it back easily or drop it at Happy Returns or whatever the return thing is. Most of them are super easy. Yeah, these days, there's nothing like, for instance, right? When we hang up, I'll go on Amazon and get one of these, gel energels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say online. Okay.
So it's whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
Music.
And what would be the music that you would listen to?
Oh my God. I love everything. A lot of times I'll put on Crosby, Stills, and Nash Radio.
Okay.
Which has a huge array of music. It could be any kind of music. I love Coldplay. I play them a lot. I love Sting. Yeah, I try to keep up with some of the new stuff. Some I like, some I don't.
Yeah.
But when I find something I like, I add it to my likes on my Spotify. And music.
Okay, I love it.
Love
chocolate,
music.
Milk or dark?
Ooh, you asked me all these. I'm going to say dark. Dark.
Okay. All right. Sports or no sports?
I love sports. Certain sports.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that show, Brian Gumbel's show on sports, and where they go in depth and tell a story about someone in sports. I find those fascinating. I don't like all sports, but I like, basketball, and especially when they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or baseball when they're in the playoffs, or football when they're in the playoffs.
Yeah. Everything's better when they're in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Oh, I think it's fun to be live and broadcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that might be what you would say.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
Oh, God. There's so many.
I know. This is a
I mean, the
one.
First thing that comes to mind is Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like, oh, sheesh. There's so many. So many. The whole Rocky series. I'm in the middle of watching his documentary on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I'm right.
I heard
in
somebody
the
talking
middle.
About it, that it's supposed to be really good.
I just watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, which I thought was really good. And I want to watch the models one about the supermodels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love documentaries. But there's so many good movies.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. But those are good answers. Those are great.
Yeah.
Okay. And last question, if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where would you be on the spectrum?
Oh my God. going to say right down the middle.
Okay. Very
Yeah.
respectable. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
Right
prefer a
down.
cloth napkin, but we'll use a paper towel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so fun to get to chat with you. I absolutely love your brand.
Thank
And it's
you.
just been great to hear a little bit more behind the scenes. So thank you so much for coming on the
Thank
show.
you. It means a lot to me. I really can't tell you how grateful I am and how much I appreciate. I mean, whenever people tell me they like or love my clothes, it's like telling me, oh, your song, I loved your song. You know, I listened to it 100 times. And
yeah.
So that was really nice. I got a beautiful email from Judy Collins,
okay,
singer, and she was at the Melissa Etheridge one-woman show on Broadway last night.
Oh, okay.
And sent me a picture of her in my clothes.
Oh, wow.
And I
That's
was like,
amazing.
Oh, my God. So
that is
nice.
So fun.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I can't say enough good things about your brand. I'm so glad to be partnering with you
thank
guys.
You.
So, yeah. Thanks
and,
so much.
Yeah. I look forward to talking again sometime. And
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, when you get that book out,
yes.
You know, to come
yes.
back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Might
All
be a
right.
minute. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, ladies, that is it for this episode. Isn't Franny just the best? I would have loved to have just sat with her for hours and heard about all of her old stories of things that have happened in the music industry. I mean, I know we just scratched the surface of the things that she has experienced. It was so fun to get to chat with her and to chat about her new line of clothes. Like, who knew what it took to create your whole own line of clothing? And she's done such a good job with it. So if you want links to anything that we talked about, anything from the clothes to the pens that we both love, then head over to our show notes, which you can find by just swiping up in whatever app you listen to the show on, or by going to mackenziekappa.com and clicking on podcast. There you can find the show notes to every episode and also links to our sponsors. Anytime that you buy through one of our sponsors or one of the affiliate links, it helps to keep this show on the airwaves of the podcasting platforms, which I'm so appreciative of, especially as we are headed into this buying season. Anytime you shop for anything on Amazon, if you just go to Amazon by going to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, you help to support me and the show while it not costing you a penny more. So I so appreciate when you use that link or any of our other links to buy things this Christmas season. It makes a really big difference. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, until next week, ladies, go be bold and gracious.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.